Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call.
Damn it, I want a monkey in this studio.
Kevin, Katie, and Rafe on 106.5 The End.
Thought this was an interesting story. In Nebraska, a bride decided that she was going to have a wedding, which I think is in her backyard. And she has extended the invite, obviously, to her bridesmaids that they could wear anything they wanted to the wedding, to the wedding itself, the ceremony and the reception. So the wedding party decided, okay, great, we'd love to. So her sister, who is the maid of honor, decided she wanted to take it one step further and dressed up in an inflatable T-Rex outfit.
Oh, my God.
Like the ones you see in the funny videos.
Nope. The ones you see in the videos.
She was the maid of honor. And if you text wedding to 73389, you'll see her standing right next to the bride and the groom as they exchange their vows, dressed in a 7-foot inflatable T-Rex outfit.
That costume is not funny anymore. Yeah. It was barely funny to begin with.
Yeah. I thought it was funny.
But I still see it on Instagram. Yeah. With like lonely housewives to put it on their kids, and they laugh and shoot videos, and they're not funny. I don't know what they're laughing at.
Why don't you think they're funny?
It's like somebody's still laughing at a whoopee cushion to me.
It's a little bit like that.
So for her to use something that's so exhausted at a wedding, like her sister did something very nice by saying, all the maid of honors can wear whatever you want. That is a very generous thing to do.
It seems almost bordering on dangerous.
Right, because even if somebody showed up in jeans and a t-shirt, at least that is still clothing.
I almost feel like, are the bride and groom pissed? Were they pissed?
No. Actually, so here's some quotes. So this was from the dinosaur, from the T-Rex. About a year ago, my big sister texted me asking if I'd be her maid of honor. She, knowing them that I'm not a big fan of wearing formal dresses and that I probably wouldn't have a lot of money to buy something really nice, reassured me by letting me know that I could pick any outfit I choose. I was trying to think of something that I would be willing to wear more than once and thought to myself, well, she did say anything, and if I spend more than $50, I want it to be a dinosaur costume because they are fantastic and I've always wanted one. So I sent her a text.
Did she know that she could get one without having to do it this way?
She said I sent her a text so that she could have a laugh, and she was surprisingly okay with it.
Because what is she going to say otherwise? She's already trying to be hella cool about everything, and you're pushing her limits.
I think you say that.
You're pushing my limits.
Well, you say, dude, I'm already trying to be cool.
Right, like, exactly. And on top of that, too, good gravy. It's not your day, little sister. We all see you. We know you're here. Do you really have to work that hard to detract attention away from your sister and her wedding? I'll bet the groom wasn't cool with it. I'll bet the groom's parents weren't cool with it. They probably think there's something wrong with your sister.
I that's the thing, is this wedding isn't, like, imagine if you were this groom's parents and you spent any amount of money on this wedding. Doesn't it seem like somebody would have had to run that past you first, right?
Yes.
Seems the right thing to do.
100%.
Yeah.
You can text the word wedding to 73389 if you want to see it. Here's a quote from the bride herself. She said, it's not a joke. It's a giant middle finger at spending thousands of dollars and putting ungodly amounts of pressure on ourselves just to please a bunch of people who, in the end, only want free food and drinks. The point was to get married to the man that treats me like I hung the moon, and we did that part.
Wait. You couldn't have just bought a nice dress or romper from Ross Dress for Less?
Right.
For $39. Yeah, I get it. You're not somebody that's into wearing dresses. But you probably will have to wear a dress again someday.
Sure.
So if the goal here is to have something that you can wear again, a inexpensive dress for this wedding seems like a much more reasonable middle finger.
That is true. So many people are texting in and all of them are telling me that I'm the one that's in the wrong for thinking that this is stupid. Somebody's saying weddings don't have to be so serious. That's not up to the maid of honor. It's up to the bride and groom, and they feel like they're already being kind of cool about everything. The sister's just making it really stupid.
But also, I think a wedding should be serious.
I mean, I'm not saying that. That's Katie. People texting in.
I do think that, like, it should be I don't think that it needs to be stuffy.
Right.
At all. I think, like, the guys aren't wearing jackets. They're in, like, their cute little sneaks. Love it. This whole thing reeks to me of let's make her wedding go viral.
Oh.
And in the end, does that mean your real priority was that you were trying to marry the love of your life? I actually really prefer small weddings because I think it is sort of a sign of, and not everybody's family is okay with small weddings. And I understand everybody has their own taste. This is just my preference.
Right.
I think that it helps you focus on, as somebody who had a bigger wedding and then a very small wedding, the smaller wedding felt so much more personal. And like Mike and I were the only things I was thinking about, worried about, oh my God, I got to invite this person. So where's this person going to sit? All those things, those trappings that come with a wedding. Mm-hmm. This, however, feels like that wasn't maybe their main focus.
Totally. And listen, everyone who thinks I'm being some sort of bridezilla, that was Katie. If you want to make your wedding fun and whatever, then fun and funny, there you go. Then fine, whatever. That's your wedding. I don't care. This is neither. It's a T-Rex inflatable costume. If I was the bride and my sister said, this is what I want to do, I'd be like, try harder. If you're going to come up with something funny, then try harder than an inflatable T-Rex costume.
Why are you trying to be funny? Why?
I don't know. It's not my stupid family. It's their stupid family.
Well,
and apparently some of
the
people who texted in. Well, that's true. Some of them, I'm sure, dressed normal.
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody else.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.